I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. In the Trump era, it often feels like with this segment I'm a war correspondent, and we've got so many wars going on so many different fronts, and not all of these fronts are fronts that I cover. I don't really cover the trade wars, and I don't really cover the vast and widespread war on brown people. But some of the wars are right in my ballywick, the war on women, certainly, the war on LGBTQ people, with an emphasis right now on the T for some reason. And so much happens every week in both of these two categories, it's hard to decide which one I'm going to really focus, or are we going to go on another topic? But it just continues on and on. And so it's almost a spin of the wheel to decide whether we're going to focus on the attacks on gay people or the attacks on women. And even then, we can't cover it all once we decide. So this week, we're going to continue with the war on gay people because it's had a few things happen recently. The anti-gay movement in particular seems to be primarily religiously motivated. But then I guess you could probably also say the same thing about the war on women, primarily. And in Christian circles, they seem to have the philosophy where you should hate the sin, but love the idea of that sinner burning in hell forever. Now, as I've said many times on this show, you usually don't just pick one anymore. If you hate gays, you're usually not too keen on the idea of women having rights, and you don't necessarily like foreigners, you know, brown people that much. So supposedly, and I don't know how much of a prank this is, because I don't even think they have the permits, but apparently there's a group that wants to do a straight pride parade in Boston. And really, straight people are very, very oppressed. Did you know that in many parts of the world, people are murdered just for being straight? And did you know that you can get fired if your boss finds out that you're straight? Or did you hear about the case where the straight couple went into a Missouri restaurant and they wanted to have a rehearsal dinner there because it was her dad's favorite restaurant and he passed away, and this poor straight couple was told that they had an unhealthy relationship? I mean, did you hear about in Florida where their state representative, Mike Hill, he was having a meeting with people, and one of them said, hey, you know, in Corinthians 1, it says that if a man has an affair with a woman, he will be put to death. Can you introduce legislation? And he'll laughed at that, and seemed to think that the idea of executing straight people was quite humorous. Or did you read about how epidemiologists are concerned about the rise in straight suicides because of the attacks on their sexuality? And did you know that heterosexual couples are constantly being called pedophiles? Because obviously, if they're interested in anything as perverted as straight sex, naturally, they'll want to go into something even more perverted. Well, maybe you haven't heard any of those stories, because none of them happened that way. It's all the reverse. That's stuff that happens to gay people all the time. Doesn't happen to straight people. Straight people don't have schools who want to try to treat them like they don't exist. So since straight people don't have any of those things, then they seem to be pretty proud of themselves just in general. Why they would need a straight pride parade is a little confusing. But the good news is that this isn't going to be a parade if you're just straight. It's also going to be for you if you are straight and you're a racist. So it's really kind of a straight racist pride parade for people who also hate gay people. So it's got a little bit of something for everybody, because the people behind this so-called straight pride parade, and the last I heard, they didn't even have a permit. But the people behind it are racists. It's being put on by Kyle Chapman, who goes by the nickname Based Stickman. I don't know what that means. He is a notorious right-winger known for starting fights. He is an organizer for Resist Marxism, a group that he founded. Oh, and here's where he earned the name Stickman. Now, this is right here. He earned it from going to events and beating people he didn't like with his stick. Oh, he's also anti-Semitic, so really all the bases are covered here for you. If you hate everybody and you're proud of it, this is the parade for you. Unfortunately, actor Brad Pitt doesn't hate everyone, and he was kind of shocked to find out that they had made him the mascot of the parade. Brad Pitt. He sent a cease and desist letter. Some other horror stories. In Alabama, Carbon Hill Mayor Mark Chambers said this, and I'm quoting him directly, so it's not going to make a lot of sense, because that's the way he writes it. This is his Facebook post. By giving the minority more rights than the majority, I hate to think of the country my grandkids will live in unless somehow we change, and I think that will take a revolution. The only way to change it would be to kill the problem out. I know it's bad to say, but without killing them out, there's no way to fix it. So an Alabama mayor has actually found a cure to homosexuality. You murder them. Now, the hate group, the American Family Association, is not happy that Trump tweeted out a Pride Month tweet, though he hasn't done any official declaration. And here's what their serial liar, Brian Fisher, had to say. Because homosexuality is immoral, unnatural, and unhealthy, it is a practice that no rational society should ever embrace, celebrate, subsidize, or celebrate. But even among those who believe homosexuality should still be contrary to public policy, I do not know a single one who advocates the death penalty for it. There are plenty of alternatives to the death penalty if we are looking for appropriate sanctions. Well, actually, there are a number of Christian groups from this country who have gone to countries to aid them in developing laws that would lead to extreme harsh punishment, even the death penalty. And we have some infamous pastors here, and maybe you don't know them personally, but I don't know how you can't know about them, who have called for the death penalty for gay people. So I don't know what Brian Fisher is doing there other than his usual lying. And then he continues, we don't want to hurt homosexuals. We want to help them, just as we do with those trapped in other pathologies. We don't, for example, put drug addicts to death in America. No, we do put them in prison, though. We try to help them by putting them in treatment programs. That's what drug courts are all about. Actually, we do a terrible job of getting them the treatment programs. We don't fund it enough. There aren't enough treatment programs for everybody who needs them, and so they just wind up in jail. Anyway, continues, President Trump is simply and badly wrong to grab the rainbow flag and cheerlead the global LGBT parade. He certainly has plenty of people around him who will give him good counsel on this matter. And that's true. Everybody in the Trump administration, everybody he has hired, is a raging activist homophobe. But what Brian Fisher is talking about, treatment programs, there is no cure for homosexuality because it is not a disease. And yes, sometimes their cure, their treatment programs are 100% effective because the people kill themselves and they're no longer gay because they're dead. And there's so much more. It's almost endless. But let me just, and we'll be talking more about this later, one of the most horrifying things I have heard coming from an administration that basically sends out horrifying messages on a daily basis. I'm just going to read this. The Trump administration plans to launch a new panel to offer fresh thinking on international human rights, a move some activists fear is aimed at narrowing protections for women and members of the LGBT community. The new body, to be called the Commission on Unalienable Rights, will advise Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He is a raging homophobe, as we have reported many times. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, according to a notice the State Department quietly published. And here's where it gets terrifying. The commission will provide fresh thinking about human rights discourse, where such discourse has departed from our nation's founding principles of natural law and natural rights. There is nothing more horrifying than the concept of President Trump and his cronies redefining what human rights are. But that's what they're going to do. Now, a lot of people are concerned that one of the things this will do is codify homophobia into our laws on human rights. And that's probably what it'll do, because the head of this new commission is Robert George. He founded the consistently dishonest National Organization for Marriage, which was never for marriage, but always against gay people getting married. A man who literally does not believe in human rights for gay people, and he's going to be heading a commission to redefine human rights. He literally wrote the book on this topic. It's called In Defense of Natural Law. I have not read the book. I have to do more research, but we will circle back on this.